My name is Jordan Belfort. At the tender age of 22, I headed to the only place that befit my high-minded ambitions.
Name of the game? Move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
But if you can make a client's money at the same time, it's advantageous to everyone, correct?
No.
I started my own firm out of an abandoned auto body shop.
We will be targeting the wealthiest 1% of Americans.
This is the greatest company in the world!
Okay, here's the deal. Martin Scorsese turns his Goodfellas directing style to the stock market game in The Wolf of Wall Street. The film follows the rise and fall of a penny stock shyster who lives in excess and spits in the face of common decency. The Wolf of Wall Street manages to deliver a film that doesn't glorify the greedy excess of the lifestyle, but it still makes the characters interesting to watch. It runs long, which is to be expected from the director and the subject matter, but most of the film moves at a steady pace and kept me interested. Filled with excellent performances by Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill, The Wolf of Wall Street is a fantastic ensemble piece that shows Scorsese can still construct one heck of an entertaining movie about the worst people imaginable. The Wolf of Wall Street gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.